Victor Hugo once said that there is nothing in the world more powerful than an idea whose time has come. The dynamic idea whose time has come today is the quest for freedom and human dignity. Men are tired of being trampled over by the iron feet of oppression. They are tired of being plunged into the abyss of exploitation where they experience the bleaking, nagging despair. And so all over the world, formerly oppressed people are making it palpably clear that they are determined to be free. Yes. You students of North Carolina have captured this dynamic idea in a marvelous manner.
All right.
You've taken the undying and passionate yearning for freedom, filtered it into your own soul, and fashioned it into a creative protest that is destined to be one of the glowing epics of our time. For the past few days, you have moved in a uniquely meaningful orbit, imparting heat and light into distant satellites. In this period when civil rights legislation hangs in an unbalance in the Congress, when the recalcitrance of some public officials in the South instills us with frustration and despondency. The spectacular example of determined young people demanding their rights gives glorious inspiration to all decent persons, not only from our nation, but throughout the world. You have taken hold of the tradition of nonviolent resistance, and you're carrying it forward toward the end of bringing us closer to the day of full freedom. In my recent travels to Africa and Asia, I was struck by the youthfulness of the leaders in their struggle for liberation and the immensely responsible role of students. What is fresh, what is new, is your fight is the fact that it was initiated, fed, and sustained by students. What is new is that America's students have come of age. You now take your honored places, and you are able to create a creative protest against segregated eating facilities, and again highlights the fact that segregation is the Negro's burden and America's shame. Yes. You have also given an additional death blow to the once prevalent idea that the Negro prefers segregation. You have also made it clear that we will not be satisfied with token integration.
All right.
For token integration is nothing but a new form of discrimination, covered up with certain niceties and complexities. Separate facilities where in eating places or public schools are inherently unequal. The underlying philosophies of segregation are diametrically opposed to democracy and Christianity.
Yes.
And all the dialectics and all the logicians of the world cannot make them lie down together.
Amen.
So I would call upon all the people of goodwill in this community to support the efforts of these students. I would also call upon white people of the state to back up this marvelous protest of these students.
Yeah.
What they are doing is significant not only for North Carolina, not only for the Negro, but for the whole of America. I am convinced that more white people must join the movement against segregation in this country. The tensions in race relations in the United States today are not tensions between black and white people. They are tensions between justice and injustice. They are tensions between light and darkness. If there is a victory, it will not be a victory for just 17 million Negroes. It will be a victory for justice, democracy, and freedom. The festering sore of segregation debilitates the white man as well as the Negro. So long as America is burdened down with the ugly weight of segregation, she cannot expect to have the respect of the people of the world. Indeed, the shape of the world today does not permit us the luxury of an anemic democracy. America must either achieve racial justice or face the ultimate social psychosis, which can lead to domestic suicide. Yeah. May I say to you, as you continue to protest, you will confront moments of difficulty. But let us realize that no good and lasting gain comes in history without suffering and sacrifice. I prayed much over our Southern situation, and I have come to the conclusion that we are in for a season of suffering. Yes. Now I pray that, recognizing the necessity of suffering, that the Negro will make of it a virtue. To suffer in a righteous cause is to grow to our humanity's full stature, if only to save ourselves from bitterness. We need the vision to see the ordeals of this generation as an opportunity to transfigure ourselves and American society. Yeah. Let us not fear going to jail. If the official threatens to arrest us for standing up for our rights, we must answer by saying that we are willing and prepared to fill up the jails of the South. Maybe it will take this willingness to convince the dozing consciences of our nation. May I also urge you to continue to struggle on the highest level of dignity. You have rightly chosen to follow the path of nonviolence. As we protest, our ultimate aim is not to defeat or humiliate the white man, but to win his friendship and understanding. Yes. We have a moral obligation to remind him that segregation is wrong. Let us protest with the ultimate aim of being reconciled with our white brothers. Yeah. As we sit down quietly to request a cup of coffee, let us not forget to drink from that invisible cup of love, yeah, which can change a segregationist into an integrationist. Let us keep our eyes on the end we seek, but let us never forget the significance of proper means. Amen. There is a success of history and a success of eternity. Yes. Right methods to achieve a right objective is itself a coming together of history and eternity. And where one uses right methods,
there is, even if obscured in history,
a spiritual victory.
Yes.
Let us avoid not only external physical violence, but also internal violence of the spirit.
Amen.
We can build an empire depending upon love. And in that way, we will be able to not only teach ourselves something, but we will be able to also teach others something. The choice is no longer between violence and nonviolence. It is between violence and non-existence.
Yeah.
All the darkness of the world cannot obscure a single candlelight.
Yeah.
So I would urge you to continue your just struggle until the people with whom you trade respect your person just as much as they respect your dollar. May I assure you have the full weight of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference behind you.
Yeah.
At a certain point, every struggle of great importance has moments of doubt or hesitation. Some voices declare, let us stop right here. We have gone far enough. We confronted this crisis in Montgomery. We had these doubts. Despite the debates, the confusion, and the uncertainty, we carried on.
Yes.
So if there is one lesson experience has taught us, which I would hope to leave with you, is that when you have found, by the help of God, a correct course, a morally sound objective, you do not equivocate. You do not retreat. You struggle to win a victory.
Yes.
Thank you. Let nobody stop you. You are doing something that will ultimately save the soul of America. If you continue to struggle, there will be a new day in America.
Yes.
We're not rebel rousers. We're not dangerous agitators.
Yes.
Nor do we seek political dominance. Black supremacy is just as bad as white supremacy.
Yes.
But freedom is necessary for one's selfhood and for one's intrinsic worth.
So let us say to the white people, we're not going to take bombs into your communities. We're not going to do anything to destroy you physically. We will not turn to some foreign ideology. And we will not allow communism to invade our ranks. We've been loyal to America.
Now we want to be free.
And remember that both history and destiny is on your side. All the stars in their course are supporting you. Go out with the attitude that God is with us and we have cosmic companionship. And one day, historians in this era might be able to say, there lived a great people, a black people, who injected a new meaning into civilization.
Yeah.